Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back, quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. As promised, we are looking ahead to the blue-white game this weekend. He's Greg Pickle. I'm Dustin Hockensmith. We're going to get you set up for how to watch this game, what to watch for. And if you're coming to the game, you got to check out GoPSURB.com. It's your last chance to capitalize on an unbelievable deal. You take a group of four up. You get an RV for the weekend Friday through Sunday. $350 is the starting point there. As cheap as, if not cheaper than your average hotel room, but with the ability to tailgate as much as you want for 48 hours around the game. If you're interested, contact Mark today for more details. 1-800-519-8467, or you can go to gopsurv.com for more information. After the game, a little viewing party this weekend. It sets up nicely. BTN will show it on tape delay at 8 p.m. on Saturday. The game itself is at 3 p.m. I will be coming back from the game, from working, and we will watch the game together, talk about what we're seeing, and maybe have a couple tailgate wines while we're at it. They will be there. 409 Tailgate Club will be there. All the food and drink you could want. Once again, at gopsurv.com. What we're doing now, Greg and I, we're going to start with the offense. Just what you should be watching for, maybe from each position group, names you should know, the freshmen you should know, what conclusions you can possibly draw or expect to draw from the game, because it's always a little dicey, Greg. There's always a guy who you know has no shot of making a real impact down the line, but has a big Saturday, and you start to talk about him a little bit. So try to help you see what's coming the best that we can. First and foremost, this came up a little bit earlier in the week. We'll see how the weather forecast shapes up for the week. Weather is such a big deal for this game, and can impact. Attendance for it can be fragile. So we'll see what happens with the weather. If it's dry and all, it's a full go for tailgating. That's one thing. And if it's a wet week, it's all the more reason to check out gopsurv.com, because that is weather independent. The tailgating, you can tailgate. It's not a grass lot.
Excuse me. Yes, that's exactly correct. At this point, I've been watching the weather for about a week now just to be curious, and I'm always a little bit skeptical of the forecast more than two or three days out. But I will say that looking at things a couple weeks ago, it did seem like rain was definitely coming. Now it's maybe not as clear. I think we're going to be wet Friday in State College just based off of Intellicast and AccuWeather and all that, weather.com. I think it looks like it's going to be wet Friday, but clear and actually a decent day on Saturday. So might have to deal with some puddles, may have to deal with some soggy spots. But, I mean, they're calling for less than a half an inch of rain on Friday. So I'd really hope that Penn State would not close the grass lots. And obviously, if it rains more, they might have to do so. It's been a little bit of a soggy spring, but I just feel like things should be okay. And I'll tell you what, they close. People deal with the inconvenience of parking far away and taking a shuttle for a game. I'm just not sure they do it for the blue white game. It'll be interesting to see.
People are excited that football is in the air again. People are excited for warm weather as much as anything. You're going to subject yourself to 30 degrees and a steady drizzle if Michigan's coming to Penn State and there's Big Ten title hopes on the line or whatever. When the games count, that's a different thing. But for blue-white, weather can be pretty significant. So yeah, We'll see how that takes shape. Let's look at the offense, Greg. We can go position by position, I guess. Maybe start with the quarterbacks, where you've seen these guys be pretty active in games. You know, you can say with reasonable confidence that Tommy Stevens hasn't been a full go at practice all spring. Probably won't suit up at all in this game. Sean Clifford, you can expect we'll see a fair number of reps, but for the first time in a while, you've got a bunch of scholarship quarterbacks on campus for the blue-white game, including the two freshmen, Michael Johnson Jr. and Taquan Roberson. Also, Will Levis, who we talked to Mike Kaporman from statecollege.com earlier this week. I think Will Levis could be a guy who has a chance to steal the show.
Yeah, why not? He's as good of a candidate as anyone. Sean Clifford is going to get – you would assume anyway that Sean Clifford will lead the team that's loaded, and Will Levis will lead a team that's not as loaded, or at least doesn't look as loaded on paper. So he's going to get a majority of the reps. Yeah, Taquan Roberson will get some snaps. Yeah, Michael Johnson Jr. will get some snaps. But I would expect those two, Tommy Stevens not to play, and those two to really be the headliners of the day. So at this point, my assumption would be that we see a lot of them. Yeah, obviously, Sean Clifford, even if he does really well, I think Penn State fans are going to be like, well, yeah, what'd you expect? He already has, you know, a program record. He threw like five passes last year, so I think they know what to expect.
I love that his program record comes up, like, almost, not every week, but it comes up often.
So that's the problem when you have two quarterbacks fighting for a job and neither one of them have significant game time. I mean, you can point to, oh, Tommy Stevens caught a pass, or, oh, yeah, he ran for that touchdown, or, hey, remember that great throw down the sideline that I think it was Brandon Polk maybe dropped it, or is it Tompkins, that one down the sideline? He had to come in because Trey had to go out. I'm trying to remember who that was against. I just remember.
Let's see, who had a case of the drops last year?
Well, yeah, I mean.
Okay, that's a group of six.
It could have been a number of guys in a number of instances. But at any rate, I mean, and then with Clifford, and Tommy Stevens made a good point about this last week, too. He was just like, he's like, yeah, even when I got to come in, 9 times out of 10, I'm paraphrasing here, but he was more or less like, every time I came in, I was just handing the ball off because the game was over anyway. So I do think that is something that will play a role in the blue-white game, just seeing Sean Clifford out there for an extended look. But when you're talking about which quarterback could steal the show, I definitely agree with you, and I guess Mike as well, that Will Levis is the guy that is more likely to than not.
The running back picture will be interesting to see if we get anything new, any new information. Will they – if Ricky Slade and Journey Brown have truly separated themselves, which I think is a fact that James Franklin mentioned last week, what incentive is there to really subject these guys to any kind of punishment? I think you might see a few series for them, maybe, just because there's still a little bit of to gain from getting a couple additional reps for them. Could see a good bit of Noah Kane. You could see your C.J. Holmes. That could be a moment for C.J. Holmes. Maybe he's a guy who gets so much work in this game, you can't help but talk about him come next week.
Yeah, I think we'll see. I mean, we don't know. I wish we knew what exactly the rules were going to be for this game. Sometimes they do a running clock. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they change the scoring format. Sometimes they don't. I mean, it's been pretty by the book the last couple of years, except for, I think, maybe running clock until like 5 minutes of the second and fourth quarter. Does that sound roughly right from what they've done in the past?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's been pretty by the book. And, yeah, the big thing is you don't want anybody to get hurt. So you get Slade and you get Journey Brown out there and give them their reps and then see what happens after that. But you're right, Holmes should get a lot of work. Noah Kane should get a lot of work. I would expect you'll see Nick Eary carry the ball a handful of times as well. I mean, you don't want to do anything to jeopardize those guys because you still only have three scholarship running backs until Devin Ford arrives.
Yeah, no, it's true. And so there's definitely the you could have the Cole Chiapalli Memorial, right. MVP, not Memorial, your MVP award,
right,
should be named after him.
I like another receiver, but to win that award, we'll get to that in a minute.
All right, well, let's move on to wide receivers. Sure. Who do you like to win that award?
It got to be the Chisena kid, right?
Good Lord.
I've never heard about a walk-on receiver who went and ran track for a year and then came back to the football team, talked about so highly. I mean, I'll tell you what, he made a nice play on a Will Levis pass a couple weeks ago. He can definitely see where the speed comes from. I mean, he was a 100-meter guy, and he runs super fast. So James Franklin's talked him up so much that you have to think he's going to be involved, and that'll give him a chance to sort of steal the show, if you will. He'll be a guy I want to watch closely.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're looking ahead to the blue-white game on Saturday in Happy Valley. Segment brought to you by GoPSURV.com. If you're still interested in going to that game, you want to do it in style, want to do it a little differently, you want to have that ultimate tailgating experience, you have to check out GoPSURV.com. They got a special deal going right now for just a few more days for the blue-white game. $350 for a group of four. You come, you stay in an RV on the lot there. You stay Friday through Sunday. You get a free shuttle to and from Beaver Stadium, a free 409 tailgate club meal included in that price. And really, you just never have to shut off the tailgating. You go, you show up to the game, you come back, you get right back to tailgating. It's independent of the grass lots, which may or may not be impacted by the weather this weekend. If you're interested, contact Mark today for more information. 1-800-519-8467, or of course you can go to gopsurv.com to learn a little bit more. The wide receiver group, there's so many guys, Greg, so many talented players, and this goes for wide receivers and it goes for other spots in the depth chart too. Even if you're working your way down to guys who probably won't see the field this year, you're still talking about talented players. And it's one of the things when you elevate the level of recruiting, that's one thing. When you have a roster where there's not as many sure things as you would like at this time of year, which is where Penn State is. That's the exciting part. That's the nervous part going into the season. There's a lot of different – there's a lot of variance in the different outcomes of the year. But what you have is, you know, if there's not a lot of separation from player one to player four on the depth chart, you could see some good competitive action. And wide receiver is one where even if you get drilled down to 8, 9, 10 on the depth chart, you're still talking about pretty good players who are on scholarship.
It doesn't even mention the guys that are coming in as grad transfers or John Dunmore, who shows up a little bit later this year too. So yeah, it definitely is an interesting one to watch. One thing about the blue-white game is that the quarterback play can be hit or miss, and if it is, then the receivers don't get a chance to shine, or the protection can sometimes be dicey. So let's hope that everything goes according to plan, because we can see not just – and we'll get to this in the next segment, I'd assume, but the corners, that's a deep group too. I mean, just – I think I would probably watch at least a half hour of just corner, wide receiver, quarterback drills. I mean, I think it just – watching those guys compete would just be fantastic, because that is two very, very deep, strong groups on this Penn State football team.
So that's how you would approach the blue-white game,
too. I mean, like, well, yeah, why not? Yeah.
If you got to focus on core players, focus on those perimeter matchups, that's fair. Tight ends, I wouldn't expect a lot of Pat Freiermuth. I wouldn't expect a lot of Nick Bowers, but you still have Brenton Strange, a January enrollee, who's beefed up a little bit. He's gotten bigger and stronger, which is exactly what we needed to see from him. You also have Zach Kuntz and John Holland. So this is another group where even if you're not talking about starters, you're talking about good players. And then I'll just roll the offensive line. You're not going to get any answers to big questions here, but it'll be good to see your Mike Mirandas, your CJ Thorpes, your Will Fries, your Rasheed Walker, no doubt is at the top of that list. Let's see with our own eyes what we think these guys are made of.
Yeah. I just want to see, obviously the biggest takeaway from the blue-white game every single year is health. That's the only thing that matters. It doesn't matter if you get to see a competitive game. It doesn't matter if you get to see good matchups. It matters that nobody leaves the game hurt. So that's first and foremost, but I would like to see, if at all possible, some good defensive end versus offensive tackle matchups. These Nittany Lion tackles are going to need to be tested before game day. Obviously, the schedule's a little bit soft in the beginning, so they'll get a chance to compete against some of the lesser opponents, but they need to be ready to go come October.
Yeah, and we'll get a little bit of a taste of it. Just another practice, a glorified practice for the blue-white game. That's the offense. We're going to look ahead right after this at the defense, what we should be watching for at the blue-white game.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSURV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. Hey, Dustin Hawkinsmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.